This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What we need to realize and know is every one of us is trying to be a better person. Each one of us is trying to become better in several ways. Number one, in our relationship with our Maker, because we as believers realize and recognize and believe that we were made by the Supreme Deity whom we are going to return to one day. And there was a purpose of creation that he made mention of in the Quran in more than one place. One of them is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah actually says, I have not created mankind or jinnkind for any purpose besides for them to worship me. When I was young, I used to ask myself, but what about football? What about everything else? I mean, you know, how can Allah say he's only made me to worship him and that's it? You know, there's no other purpose to life. Until as I grew older, I realized that the meaning of it is, in order to lead your life in the obedience of the Almighty, everything you do becomes an act of worship if your intention is correct. And if you are to stay away from prohibition, then for the time that you are staying away from prohibition and abomination, you're actually in the obedience of Allah, worshipping Him. Then I realized that, you know what? It's something very broad. I don't need to stand in perpetual prayer, and I don't need to be fasting every single day in order to be looked at as a person who's worshipping Allah throughout his life. But rather, I just need to lead my life in a way that I will not be displeasing the Almighty. Then you find another verse in Surah Al-Mulk making mention of that purpose of life, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
It is He who created death and life in order to test you who from among you has better deeds. So I need to make sure that I have the best possible deeds according to my capacity given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Mulk, and there are, like I said, many other verses that speak of the purpose of creation. Allah says death and life are made because He wants to test us who has better deeds. So I'm going to make sure that I have better deeds than I had before. One might say I'm in competition with everyone else. In actual fact, you are in competition with your old self. You're in competition with who you were yesterday. And yes, amongst us, there are some who have done much more. Some who are slow in the way they get closer to Allah. But remember, the ultimate failure or passing would be determined at the end of your life. So you need to keep going. There is a narration of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He speaks of how a person would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 years, and right at the end, they mess up in such a big way, they turn away, they become despondent. You know, sometimes it happens that a person is really pious in the sense that they don't miss a prayer, they actually do a lot of good deeds, they recite the Quran, they've learned the meaning of it, they try, and then suddenly something big happens in their lives that according to them is negative. And when that happens, it's a test of your faith. You start shaking. The people who have solid faith become even stronger. Give you an example. Someone passes away. May Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Someone close to you passes away. Someone perhaps has an accident and they break their bones or become paralyzed. What a big test. May Allah make it easy for such people. Someone, for example, loses a job and they cannot pay perhaps the monthly installments that they are supposed to be paying for something they might have bought or purchased, and then it's taken away from them. It's repossessed and so on, and it becomes a massive challenge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obviously testing us. I know of people who lose their faith sometimes, and they start thinking to themselves, after having been obedient for so many years, they start saying, you know what, where is Allah? What is He doing? Where is Allah in my life? I'm sick, I'm ill, and I'm just not getting better, and I'm praying every day for the last 20 years. It hasn't helped me. I remember entering a hospital once, and there was a person who was telling me, I'm considering abandoning Islam. And I said, why? So he says, because I'm a Muslim, I've been praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for so long and I'm just not getting better. I said, well, you know what? Two things. What are you considering becoming? He says, I'm looking into this faith and that faith, and he gave me a few names. I told him, I know of people in that faith you want to go into who are even worse than you. And I know of people in the other faith who are also quite sick. It's not got to do with what faith you belong to. It's got to do with the test of that faith that you have. That's what it is. You cannot say, I'm abandoning Islam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not curing me. Well, everyone has to die at some point. Are you going to say, I'm abandoning belief in totality because people die? If that's the case, you've lost what is going to come after that death. And this is what makes you a believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. So some people lose their faith when they're tested, and others become stronger when they're tested. You know, when you have a problem, you start calling out to Allah. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, guide me. Oh Allah, strengthen me. I've got an examination. Oh Allah, open the doors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may or may not give you exactly what you've asked, but He will definitely keep in store for you something in lieu of the prayer that you have made, subhanallah. So you're never at a loss. If I say, oh Allah, help me to pass this examination, I might fail it. But that prayer of mine was not a waste. The reason is, as a result of calling out to Allah, that act of worship was so blessed that perhaps the other examination in the hereafter, He will make me pass it. And He will say, look, we might not have given you success in that exam, the mathematics test that you had, that you were praying for, but we gave you something bigger, and that is the success in this huge exam on this particular day, the Day of Judgment. May Allah grant us ease on that day. Ameen. So when we look at things, we will always understand the plan of the Almighty. And sometimes if we don't, we should be believing that there is a bigger plan. The Almighty definitely has something that we don't realize and recognize. So going back to the point I was making, some people lose their faith. Some people become strong. Some people, after having worshipped Allah for so long, something happens in their lives that makes them falter. And you have some people who spent their lives in the disobedience of the Almighty, doing that which was against what the Almighty had asked. But towards the end, Allah gave them the tawfiq, the acceptance, the goodness, and the opportunity to turn, and they turned. They turned in such a way that they became better people. They stopped their sins. They sought the forgiveness of Allah. And you know what, my brothers, my sisters, when you seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ever let the devil come to you and make you doubt the mercy of Allah. Don't ever let the devil come to you and make you doubt. He comes to you and he makes you think to yourself, I was too sinful. I don't think that Allah is actually going to have mercy on me. I think I was really, really nasty. I was really bad. No. In the same way that when a person reverts and declares their shahada, enters the fold of Islam, we believe that innal islama yajubbu ma qabla, that everything prior to that would be deleted completely in terms of sin and negativity. In that same way, when you engage in tawbah and repentance and you turn to Allah seeking forgiveness, everything evil you've done, or the things that you are seeking forgiveness from, would actually be totally wiped out. Totally wiped out. So don't doubt that. Allah tells us not to lose hope in His mercy. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell my worshippers, those who have transgressed against themselves, those who have committed sin, those who have done wrong, those who've involved in that which would be displeasing to me, tell them, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never lose hope. Never become hopeless regarding the mercy of Allah. Why? The verse continues to say, for indeed, Allah will forgive all the sins that you've committed, all of them. And indeed, He is most forgiving, most merciful. Wow. So what happens is, people sometimes lead a life filled with sin, filled with bad habits. And at the end, Allah gives them an opportunity sometime in their lives to actually turn to Him and to seek forgiveness. Step number one after seeking forgiveness is never let the devil come to you to doubt the acceptance of that forgiveness. By the will of Allah, I've never seen a verse, I've never seen a hadith where it says those who are genuinely seeking the forgiveness of Allah are rejected, they are turned away, and Allah abandons them. No, that will never happen. Allah loves you enough to forgive you. So no matter what you've done, just turn back to Allah. Become a better person every day. We don't want to be from among those who lose out towards the end. I think as you grow a little bit older, you start settling. You start becoming concerned about what's to follow. You know, your bones start aching, you become a little bit older, and you start thinking to yourself, you know, I don't know, a brother passed away, may Allah give him Jannah. Someone else, a sister passed away, may Allah give her Jannah. I wonder when I'm going to go. Those are good thoughts. Those are good thoughts. They should not depress you, but rather they should make you become filled with concern. What have I done in order to prepare for the day when I'm going to return to the most merciful, the one who loves me the most? You know, when you're going to someone whom you love, you're not worried. You actually know they love you, but you will never do something against them to compromise that love. A lot of married people will tell you that I would never like my husband to perpetrate or to do something bad every single day against me and then come and expect me to forgive them every single day. I tell you what, with Allah, He will still forgive you for as long as you're seeking that forgiveness. People say, I sought forgiveness from a sin, but somehow I fell back into it. What do I do now? Seek forgiveness again. Well, I sought forgiveness a second time and I fell into it again. What do I do now? Seek forgiveness a third time. I sought forgiveness a third time and I fell into it again. What do I do now? A fourth time, and continue. Subhanallah. It becomes irritating for us to mention it like this, but it's never irritating for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For as long as you are genuine and sincere, you know, when you seek forgiveness, you don't say, Ya Allah, I committed this sin. I regret it. I admit it. I seek your forgiveness. And you know what? I'm not going to do it again. But I might just do it again. No, there's a possibility. But oh Allah, I know you're merciful. No, you need to be strong, very powerful. Say, oh Allah, I'm not going to do it again. And keep on praying to Allah. Can I teach you a prayer that you need to continuously make in order for you to be protected from sin? Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramika waghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Allahumma ikfini bihalalika an haramik waghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Keep on repeating this. It means, oh Allah, let me be content with what is halal so that I don't go into haram. Let the halal be sufficient for me so that I don't go into haram. That's a powerful dua. Allah will make you content with what is halal so that you don't look towards haram. Whether it is your spouse, whether it is your wealth, whether it is something you'd like to achieve, Allah makes you happy with that which is permissible, that which is halal, so that you don't go into that which is haram. And then the second part of it is waghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, make me independent through your virtue so that I don't have to depend on anyone else. Subhanallah. For my wealth, for my health, for everything, oh Allah, make me independent in such a way that it is your virtue that helped me rather than me depending on someone else. We depend on Allah alone. Now when we say this, it's important for us to realize that Allah Almighty has created people in our midst who will serve us and we will serve others in a way that we are pleasing Allah, but it's Allah who granted that to us. For example, if I have, say, a breakdown with my motor vehicle on the road and I don't have a jack in my car, or I have one and it's faulty, and I stop and it's the middle of the night and I say, oh Allah, help me. And suddenly here comes someone, the motor vehicle, and they stop and Assalamu alaikum, they know you. Wow, how come you're here? No, I need this jack and so on. They say, don't worry, you step aside, I'll do it for you. Ah, you're smiling, right? And then you realize, no, hang on, this is not Allah. This is just a human being. Say, no, you carry on. I'm waiting for Allah to come. That's what people do. And you think you're so pious, but it's Allah who says, I have sent that person to you. Do you get what I mean when I say Allah is the one who sends someone to serve you and you serve them? And Allah placed them there. Like people getting stuck on an island and saying, you know what? We're praying that the Almighty saves us. So here comes a helicopter. And two of the guys jump on, and the guy who was praying says, no, you guys carry on. I'm just waiting. I'm praying for the Almighty. And the Almighty says, but I sent you the helicopter. Why didn't you jump onto it? The same applies. This person stopped by the help of Allah, the will of Allah, the design of Allah, the plan of Allah, and the decree of Allah. So your faith in Allah should be renewed to say, oh Allah, I called out to you to help me, and you sent someone. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease. That's faith. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become despondent. It's Allah and Allah alone that we rely upon. And as we grow, we become more conscious of the fact that we need to meet with Allah. Allah is so merciful that we should not be frightened of meeting Him. In fact, we should look forward to the meeting with Allah, but you need to prepare in a way that you have done something at least to take forth. When you want to go somewhere, you take a gift sometimes. You take a little gift. You go to a wedding, you go to a person's house, a friend, you're going to meet someone. You take a gift sometimes. And if you don't have something, at least you know you can show your face, you can show your smile. You know, even if you have braces and you're struggling to speak, it's okay. Subhanallah. But you can show your smile, mashallah, tabarakallah. And you can go there, greet them. But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the minimum is at least take what you were supposed to do with you. You're going to have your deeds on that day, right? You're going to have your deeds on the day of judgment. The day you want to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have all your deeds with you, right? You don't want to take with you that which is evil. So Allah's going to ask you, what did you bring forth? And you have a box. What's in the box? Okay. Okay, it's not going to be exactly a box. I'm just giving you an example, right? Just now you look at me and say, where's the hadith that says we're going to have our deeds in a box? Just an example, subhanAllah. To say you're going to have your deeds with you. So you have your deeds. You worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes. And on top of that, what did you do? Did you protect those deeds? So when the box is finally opened and the angels are taking account of what has happened, and Allah in His own way is taking account of what has happened, you don't want to end up having to put your head down in shame to say, you know what, those are my deeds. And now you're looking and you're looking down and you're ashamed of yourself. You're ashamed of yourself. No, you want to take something that proves that you tried. You tried hard. And that's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. He wants you and I to try hard. To do what? Worship Him alone and respect the rest of the creatures that He has made.